in October this year. Every 11-year-old across the UK is going to receive via their school a free gadget, and it's the Microbit. It's developed by a group of collaborating organisations. They're led by the BBC, but they include the Cambridge-based company Arm. Now, if you don't know who Arm are, I can see a number of people here have got mobile phones about their person. Well, Arm design 99% plus of the world's microchips that you see in those sorts of mobile devices. And Gary Atkinson and Tristan Hughes work for Arm. They're with us. And thanks to them, we're actually going to get a look at what this Microbit looks like and what it can do. Gary, hello. First of all, describe the Microbit for everyone at home.
The Microbit is a very small pocket-sized computer, but it differs from the Raspberry Pi in that this is the sort of platform that you'd find in a smartwatch or a wearable type device, you know, an Internet of Things type device.
It's sort of roughly the same size. If I snapped my credit card in half, which I feel like doing it, judging by the bill at the moment, it would be about that big.
Yeah, it's about this. I'm showing my age talking about matchboxes, but it's about the size of a matchbox. So it's got an array of LEDs on the front, right? So you can have scrolling text, you can have little sprite-type designs. It's got a couple of programmable buttons on the front. Similarly to the Raspberry Pi, one of the things that kids really are interested in is the fact that this is not covered in a box, that you can actually see the different chips and the pieces. And so on the back of the Microbit, we describe where the Bluetooth low-energy antenna is and where the USB chip is and where different pieces are. So they can actually have a look and see what things are called.
Indeed. I mean, this is a PCB, printed circuit board, and I can see all of the tiny little tracks, which are the connections between the things. So what could I do with it?
As it stands by itself, with a battery power supply, there is an accelerometer, so it knows when it's being moved. It has a magnetometer on board, so it knows what direction it's pointing in.
Oh, like a compass.
Like a digital compass. So you can create little games, you can scroll text, you can use it as a controller. It has Bluetooth low energy built into it, so you can connect it to your mobile phone. So it can pull data from the phone, like GPS, for example, if you wanted a location-based algorithm to run, or you could use it as a little handheld controller for a game running on an Android phone, for example.
But critically, it doesn't have a keyboard or anything like that. So how do you get your programs or whatever you want to do with it into it in the first place?
You can either connect it via, there's a micro USB port, so you can connect it to a PC. You can go to the Microbit website and you can log in, and you can choose your development environment from a simple GUI type platform, like
the graphical user interface.
For
those not in the know of this. Yes. Tech speak, Gary.
A graphical user interface, so like Scratch, called Blockly, or you can use JavaScript or Python or C++, depending on your preference or your confidence level. And that's all browser-based, so you can do that on a PC or a laptop or a tablet or a mobile phone. But the difference here is, once you've maybe done that via USB, you could also, because it talks Bluetooth to your tablet or phone, you could actually program it, and we can flash this device over Bluetooth, so over the air. So you could imagine kids on the bus sending messages to each other and then in real time changing that message and recoding the device.
Sounds perfect for a naked scientist, something you can flash. Let's come over to Tristan Hughes, because you have got an intriguing setup here, Tristan. A giant watering can and a beautiful-looking orchid in a pot.
Yes, we have. So this is our automated plant watering system demonstration. So it's a very basic demonstration using the Microbit. So we've connected it up to a moisture sensor that's currently sat in the plant. So that's telling us how moist the soil is around the plant. We've also connected up inside the watering can. We've got a small pump, and that's also connected to the Microbit. So when the Microbit senses that the soil's getting a bit dry on the plant, we can use that to turn the pump on and water the plant.
Can we see it work, so we actually know that this really is actually doing what it says on the tin?
We can. So if we remove the moisture sensor out of the soil for the time being to pretend that it's gone really dry.
So by moisture sensor, oh wow, you can probably hear this at home. The watering can is issuing a big jet of water and it's filling the pot up. The moisture sensor is quite literally two bits of metal, so you're just detecting the ability for electricity to pass between the two.
Yes, we are, yeah. So that just gives us an analog voltage into the Microbit. And then when we code the Microbit, we can just say, is it higher than a certain voltage or lower? And that's how we're using to determine that whether to turn the pump on and off.
So if a child wanted to do that at home, how hard would it be?
It's fairly simple. You just connect the moisture sensor up to the Microbit using one of the inputs across the bottom. And then the code is very simple, using the tools that have been provided to enable this kind of application to be produced.
So this goes back to what Eben was saying earlier. It's all about empowering kids to get hands-on and do something. Let me ask you then, Gary, why did you get into computing in the first place and then end up ultimately working for what is ostensibly one of the world's most important tech companies?
Well, you know, similarly to Eben, I'm a child of the BBC Micro. So when I was at secondary school, we had one in the classroom. Some people took to it very naturally. Some people didn't. I probably didn't, actually. But, you know, we were all exposed to it. And that's similarly the rationale for what we're doing with the Microbit is we're giving this to everybody, state school, private school, homeschooled, every year 11 child in October. You know, we wanted to be completely inclusive, didn't matter male or female, ethnicity, social background, you get one. And, you know, the goal is, you know, assuming that we can repeat this every year, that we maybe get another 100,000 engineers who are interested either in STEM or our ICT, but or just creatively using electronics to do something interesting.
Let's hope it works, because as we said earlier, we need 1.4 million of them. So, Tristan, apart from watering plants, what else have you got dreamed up for this thing that people could conceive of doing with it?
So we've also done a hoodie that has LED stitching around the hood, but it uses the Bluetooth Low Energy on the Microbit. So you have a smartphone app and you can set the colour of the LEDs on the hood using that. And we're also thinking about different ways we can use the sensors on board the Microbit, so you can create something just using the Microbit alone without having to connect any external sensors to it.
Alarm for my bedroom, perhaps?
Definitely, yes. With maybe a method so it can text you, so you know that when someone's entered your room.
Really? That could be quite cool. So how would you do that?
Again, you could use the Bluetooth Low Energy on the Microbit to connect your mobile phone and use that as a method of notifying you when something like that's happened.
Someone's invading your bedroom. Well, we wish you luck with it. Thank you very much. So the launch is in October across the country, but it's being unveiled this week, Gary.
Yeah, it was unveiled on Tuesday, just gone, in London. The teachers will be getting theirs in September, and then all the kids should be getting theirs in October.
Thank you very much. From Arm, Tristan Hughes.